437-1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Oh, yes. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So let me get some of these other stories here for you. So we've got the top three stories are the death toll of the earthquake in Turkey and Syria now, over 12,000. I mean, yesterday it was over 7,700. The day before that, over 3,500. And now it's at 12,000. This is the most deaths in over a decade from a natural disaster like this. This is crazy. Debate going on in Congress right now about what to do with Hunter Biden's nudes now that they're part of the congressional record. Oh, boy. And the strange smooch is going viral. The smooch heard around the world. Jill Biden, the president's wife, greeting the vice president's husband, the second gentleman, with a smooch on the lips. And they puckered. It wasn't just a little greeting smooch. It lingered just a little bit. It was a little bit of a puckering. It was a little bit, it was extremely uncomfortable. it does make me wonder, like, you know, Gracie, you said this thing's going viral on like TikTok and everything too. So like the youngsters are even sharing it like crazy.
Yeah, it's
so even the youngsters are like a little creeped out by it, right?
I think it's a replay from Fox because I think it's one of the anchors is like, what? Like says it as they're kissing. And yeah. So even if you didn't watch like the State of the Union, I feel like I'm pretty informed, obviously, from working here. But other people my age probably didn't really tune in to see it or watch it. But they saw the kiss for sure.
They know that part. Makes me wonder what foreigners are thinking about it. Like, if it's going viral amongst youngsters on TikTok here, you know it's going viral around the world. So what do other people in other countries think of it? Are they just like, yeah, what's the big deal? What's wrong with you prude Americans? Or are they like just as much like, what? That's awkward. Like, it makes me wonder like what foreigners would be thinking about it as well. No! It was not that kind of a kiss. It was a greeting type of kiss. It was brief, but it didn't get too involved, if you know what I mean. It didn't get Frenchy. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking in clear. Did get a call into our traffic line that we do have an accident on North W Street at West Michigan Avenue. The roadway is blocked on W, so just keep that in mind. Not seeing heavy slowdowns. Our listener did let us know when calling in that there is an ambulance on the scene, so hopefully it'll get cleared up soon, but just keep that in mind. Slowdowns on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace still present, but have improved a lot in the last 15 minutes, so just keep that in mind. If you see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, attention homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house in this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team over at Levin Rinke Realty is the agent that I trust. I've seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. She does more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so you get the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask your agent if they'll do that. Christina can make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings, generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, she has a list of investors who can buy houses for all cash. So you got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Call 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, going back to the smooch heard around the world. Hey, Bobby, maybe that kiss tells us everything we need to know about why they're pushing so hard to have transgender stuff in our schools. Maybe he's on the down low. I don't know. It's creepy. I'll tell you what my first thought was when I saw it. House of Cards. I shared this a little bit last hour. House of Cards. Remember the TV show that came out on Netflix? It was with Kevin Spacey. And it was a very good show. But I have to admit, there was a lot of parts where I had to fast forward through. Where he was doing some little bit of debauchery. Where he and his wife were a little bit of a swinging couple. Would invite a different person into their bedroom with them. And sometimes he would just have a relationship with a guy. And there was all these kinds of things like that. Then there was all this stuff where they blackmailed people, maybe young congressmen that they wanted to get on board with their agenda, that they seemed a little bit too good to be true, so they would blackmail them somehow. And you know, there was all this kind of you know just dark dealings behind the scenes in D.C. Well, the thing is when it first came out, there was a lot of buzz coming out from D.C. People going, "Who told?" Like, they were upset. They were like, who told? This is showing way too much of what DC is really like. And so when I saw that smooch yesterday, that was the first thing I thought. Oh, boy. House of Cards type of stuff. I don't know if that's true. Maybe it is a very innocent, friendly kiss, greeting kiss. But it just seemed weird. It's off. That's all. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I saw this story as well. Police could soon be patrolling a new crime scene, the metaverse. That's right. Interpol, the global police organization, could soon have police officers patrolling the metaverse in 3D, looking for cyber criminals. Apparently, one of the big things that they say that's been happening is money laundering efforts through the metaverse have been occurring. According to Interpol Secretary General, we are witnessing emerging technologies such as the metaverse used for nefarious activities and money laundering, which will become more rampant, complex, and profitable. So, to ensure its police are not left behind, they're already launching its own virtual space within the metaverse, a secret area exclusively available exclusively to the organization's officers for training and meeting purposes. Great. Now that you just said it out there, there's going to be hackers trying to access it. But they go on and says, Interpol officers trained in virtual crime prevention and investigation will be the front line in battling cyber criminality. So there you go. It's a new world we're living in. I'll tell you what. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trendy news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So the 13th Annual Kids and Critters Parade is coming up this Saturday at 2 o'clock at Casino Beach. And the parade is open to anyone who would like to participate. Registration begins at 1 o'clock. To participate, just wear a costume and bring your own Mardi Gras throws. There'll be prizes for the best costume pets and the best mini floats as well. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got another text here. Says, Bobby, maybe the kiss was prearranged. Oh, okay. Maybe it was prearranged to allude to giving permission for the previous friendly touches of Joe that have not been condoned. It's deflection. Oh, there you go. They're just an affectionate couple. Yeah, I got you. Maybe so. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news. The death toll from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria now stands at more than 12,000. 9,000 of those deaths are in Turkey. Thousands more are injured in both nations. The good news, though, from Turkey is that they've been able to find and recover around 8,000 people under the rubble. A top Federal Reserve official warns higher interest rates could be around for a longer period of time. The central bank has been continuously rising interest rates to fight soaring inflation, and the official said it might be a long fight. Numerous state attorney generals want Mexican drug cartels to be classified as terrorist organizations. They made that request in a letter to President Biden, saying drug overdoses have killed scores of Americans and the cartels are a national security threat. In a day after breaking the all-time scoring record in the NBA, Akron, Ohio, officially declaring today as LeBron James Day. He proved us both wrong, Bobby. We thought he was not going to do it last night, but squeaked by. 38 points. He needed 36.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, we both thought it was going to be Thursday, but he put the points up, and I mean, they still lost, but
yeah.
and that's the thing is being, you know, quiet about the whole thing is that he lost. They lost the game still. So, but yeah, put up the 38, and as good as I was a little disappointed because I didn't expect it last night, so I didn't watch the game, and I planned on watching it Thursday to live the moment. I actually remember I watched LeBron James' first NBA game when he played. And so I thought, yeah, I definitely want to watch him break the record so I can remember.
Right.
I watched his first game and I watched him break the scoring record, and I missed the scoring record one. So
I mean, I still remember where I was watching the 2003 draft. And of course, being from Columbus, Ohio, you know, and only 2 years younger than he is. So, you know, really got to hone in on his high school career, you know, played the state tournament in Columbus at the Ohio State Arena. So, you know, of course, he's been a big part of my sports watching over the course of the last 18, 19 years or so. So, yeah, it was very reflective for me, too. I'm like, man, I'm old now.
Yeah.
You know, well, 20 years from now, we're going to be talking about Bronny James and Bryce James. And, I'll be in a wheelchair talking about, I remember, you know, neither of them are as good as their dad was.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, exactly. That's what it'll come down to. It's like, I mean, who knows? Maybe they would. But I mean, when you grew up with your dad being LeBron, and when they weren't even born yet, and he built an indoor basketball court in their house, and there's videos of him playing with his two boys when they were just little. So I mean, maybe you grow up with that, then maybe maybe you got the potential to actually be as good as your father. So hard to say, though. I know Michael Jordan's son, he finally got out of basketball because he just said it was just too difficult to live up to his dad's hype. You know, just it was too difficult. Everybody expected you to be that guy,
right?
And he's like, you just can't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, Bronny, and he's at least trying, though. He's got a little bit more potential, it looks like, than what Michael Jordan's son had.
Yeah.
You get it from I remember, what's his name, Karl Malone, the mailman, the basketball player. His son decided he just wasn't even going to try with the basketball. He went the football route. And he ended up getting a scholarship to play football at LSU and was trying to get to the NFL. I don't think he ever made it to the NFL, but I just think it's funny when you got that kind of clout for your father, being all-star, you know, whatever. And a lot of these kids are like, yeah, I'm not even going to try. I'm going to go this route. So be interested to see what happens, though. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Roads are looking good right now. We do have an accident. That's going to be North W Street and Beverly Parkway. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but FHP is reporting a roadblock. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Highway 90 has cleared up in between Pensacola and Pace. See someone else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, I do want to bring up Some takeaways from the State of the Union that came out, not dealing with the smooch heard around the world. That's coming up next on News Radio 92.3. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Leap for Change. Leadership Pensacola's two-class projects that is going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene product, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about Leap for Change, go to our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Just a reminder that the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra is presenting Cirque Spectacular February 11th at the Singer Theater. Cirque Acrobatics, Classical Dance, and Contemporary Theater, Troupe Vertigo with the Pensacola Symphony. Tickets are on sale now. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So I want to bring this part up. I talked about the State of the Union, some takeaways from that, but here's some takeaways from the State of the City from D.C. Reeves. One is that he's got an agenda to try to get Amtrak to return to Pensacola. He's building a coalition to do that. We've talked about that in the past. Without public safety, nothing else matters. And so he talked about supporting the police force. We've got this new SWAT vehicle. Attainable housing solutions will require housing density. Now, I've talked about this a lot, and I'm glad to hear D.C. Reeves bringing this up. Housing density means more apartments. And there is an aversion that a lot of people have at adding apartment complexes. But the reality of it is we just do not have enough housing. That's why both housing prices as well as rental prices are so high right now, is because there's not enough housing for the demand. And one of the quickest ways you can reach that demand is by apartments. Unfortunately, a lot of the apartments that are being built right now are being approved in the Pensacola, in Pensacola, are all high-end apartments, luxury apartments that are still unaffordable because they're luxury apartments instead of something more affordable. That being said, at some point, even if you overbuilt luxury apartments, at some point, even those would come down in price because there'd just be too many of them. So it still comes down to, we just need more housing in general, and apartments are the way to do it. Housing density is the way to do it. And then Pensacola is filled with opportunities and optimism. I got those four takeaways from the Pensacola News Journal. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get top three stories first. Top three stories here. The earthquake death toll is now over 12,000. That's the worst deaths in over 10 years. There's a debate going on in Congress over Hunter Biden's nude photos that are now part of the congressional record. And Jill Biden smooching with the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, is going viral, greeting him with a kiss on the lips yesterday at the beginning of the State of the Union. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. TNT has the NBA. It's underway already. Cleveland Cavs are beating the Detroit Pistons 38-22. The Washington Wizards are getting beat by the Charlotte Hornets by 3 points now. Miami Heat against the Indianapolis Pacers. That game just tipped off. They're leading by 5. San Antonio Spurs are leading the Toronto Raptors by 1 point. And then ESPN is having the tip off any minute now between the 76ers and the Boston Celtics. And the late game on ESPN will be the Dallas Mavericks against the Clippers. NCAA men's basketball right now on FS1. It's a tie game between number 23 Creighton against Seton Hall. And University of Tennessee Volunteers, number 6 in the country. They're only leading Vanderbilt by 2 points. That's at halftime. That's on SEC Network. Florida State University is playing Syracuse. That's got 2 minutes left in the first half. That game's also on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Number 11, Iowa State might get upset. This game's on ESPN 2, and they are losing to West Virginia 28-13. Then later tonight, you've got number 2, Houston playing Tulsa. Number 20, Providence playing Georgetown. Number 3, Alabama is going to be playing Florida on ESPN 2 at 8 o'clock. And number 14, Baylor's playing Oklahoma. TNT is going to have the hockey game tonight. Minnesota against Dallas at 7:30 is when the puck drops. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as no accidents to report on 29 or 90. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, moving nicely, as well as 98 throughout Navarre. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
In sports news, LeBron James broke the NBA all-time scoring record yesterday, passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who stated, "LeBron James makes me love the game again." Russell Westbrook, the teammate for LeBron James, apparently had a heated halftime exchange with the Lakers coach, Darvin Ham. He's been rumored to be traded, by the way. Russell Westbrook has been. The Pelicans' Zion Williamson is going to be out through the All-Star break with a hamstring injury. Michael Irvin has been pulled from the Super Bowl coverage by the NFL Network after a misconduct allegation from a female. The Buffalo Bills safety, DeMar Hamlin, made an appearance on Super Bowl row, saying it's a blessing to be a blessing. And according to reports, the Saints have been granted permission to visit with Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. We know he wants to be traded. We know the team's looking to trade him, but he's got a no-trade clause. But he was given permission to talk to the Saints, so he might become a Saint pretty soon. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi, which I think is interesting, by the way, because some rumors a couple years ago was that the Raiders were interested in trading for Taysom Hill as a backup to Derek Carr. It just occurred to me. So they were looking to trade Taysom Hill to be the backup to Derek Carr, and apparently the Saints wanted too much for him, so the trade never happened. And now the Saints might get Derek Carr, and for them to trade for Derek Carr, I'm wondering if that might mean they have to give up Taysom Hill. That just occurred to me. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Hit today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it, the
apocalypse. All righty. Today's sign of the apocalypse is a model has won a mayoral race down in, I said Brazil, it was actually Ecuador. So she's a beauty salon owner. Okay, all right, well, pretty nice, business owner. But she announced that she took the lead for the mayoral race after she opened up an OnlyFans account. Wait, what? Now, OnlyFans apparently, I mean, I had to do some research on this a while ago. OnlyFans apparently it can be for anything. It's a subscription service. If you know how to teach guitar and you want to show people how to teach guitar, they can subscribe to watch you teaching guitar. If I wanted to show people how I show prep for radio, I could open an OnlyFans account for that. But let's face it, it has become the platform for basically amateur pornography, where people are saying, hey, pay. And you can watch videos of me scantily clad or of images. And sure enough, that's what she did. It was apparently racy photos. on a racy content on her OnlyFans account, and it skyrocketed her to the front of the race, and she ended up winning the mayoral race. Wow. Okay. That's the world we live in now. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Governor DeSantis announcing that Republican voters have now outnumbered Democrats in Florida by 400,000. This is pretty significant, being that in 2018, Democrats registered more than Republicans by 300,000. So, and as of November, the last election, November 2022, Republicans outnumbered Democrats by 300,000. So it was a 600,000 voter swing just since 2018. And here we are just, what, 3 months out, 4 months out from the November election, and there's already been another 100,000 voters added, showing that we lead the country in net migration for the number of individuals moving to Florida. But this shows that the individuals moving to Florida have Republican values, at least, or at least vote Republican, and are leading that way. That there is a draw here where people want to come to the state for Republican reasons. It's flipped. This was a purple state for a very, very long time, a purple state that leaned Democrat, and now there's been a dramatic shift. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, well, Bobby, our area dealing with what's turning into a disturbing global trend regarding swatting, fraudulent calls that send out law enforcement officials to areas fraudulently, and that happened today at Pensacola Catholic High School. Also, about 45 minutes later, at Bay High School in Panama City. So thankfully, it was just a hoax. That's definitely irritating law enforcement leaders. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons saying these calls are not funny. They're dangerous, and it's a felony, and we'll charge those that we catch doing something so stupid. Death toll from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria now standing at more than 12,000. 9,000 of those deaths in Turkey. Thousands more are injured in both nations as well. Vice President Kamala Harris is aiming to stop any talk about her not being on the Democratic ticket next year, telling CBS Mornings that President Biden intends to run for another term and she'll be right alongside him if he does. And a Toy Story 5 movie in the works at Disney, according to CEO Bob Iger. He noted the sequels to other popular films like Frozen and Zootopia are also happening.
Wow. A Toy Story 5?
Yeah.
I thought we were done with
this. I thought we were done too.
I like the Toy Story franchise, but I think I'm done.
I'm with you. I mean, 4 was forgettable to me. I really don't remember
same.
Much. About it. So, yeah, I mean, the first three, obviously the first one, iconic. I remember everything about the first one. And, you know, for the most part, the second and third. But, yeah, Toy Story 4, I thought it was like, all right, you know, they put a bow on it and time to move on. So
that's what I really feel like Toy Story 4 is, they put a bow on it and it was ready to move on. So, yeah, very bizarre that they'd be coming back out with it again. So, I guess the other ones all, you know, they've been coming out with these new movies and they've all just been bombing. So I guess they're like, oh, let's just go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Just do one that we know it makes money. So,
yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Gracie, what do you got going on with traffic?
No slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 are looking good throughout Pensacola as well as 29 and 90. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So Oreos has this new thing called Oreo ID. I didn't know about it until I was reading the story about the NBA All-Star Game. The NBA All-Star Game comes out next week, And so they've released this new NBA All-Star gift box where you can choose your favorite team and it will have a logo on the Oreo. So I looked up this more. So basically these are the dipped Oreos. You know, you're talking about, you know what I'm talking about? Like they have the chocolate dipped Oreo and the white fudge dipped Oreos. So that's basically what they are. These are white fudge dipped Oreos. And then they have some sort of, I don't know, something that puts some sort of print image of the logo on the fudge. And then the outside, the perimeter of the Oreo was like dipped in the round sprinkles, you know, like what I'm talking about, like the dot sprinkles. And so the dot sprinkles are usually color coordinated. Like the Lakers have purple and yellow ones, right? And the Chicago Bulls have red and white. So they're actually kind of cool. But I mean, it's a little expensive. 12 count of gift box is $40. But that being said, so I was looking this up, this Oreo ID, you can actually create your own Oreo ID. And you can put a message on there. You can put an image of like your face or your loved one's face or something. It's the same cost, 12 of them for $40. But I thought that was kind of a cool thing. I just found it from the, because of the NBA All-Star game, having each team, you know, the logo of the team that you root for. So I thought that was kind of a neat thing. Top dips in the country when it comes to Super Bowl. Google Trends released the data, and every state has a unique flavor, pretty much. There's no really dominant, dominant dip from any state. Now, here in the state of Florida, it is 7-layer dip. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. I do like 7-layer dip. Yes, I very much so. Alabama, it's pepper jelly cheese dip. That's okay. In Georgia, it's dessert dip. In Mississippi, it's spinach dip. You know, I do like that. Jalapeno popper dip. Never even heard of that, but apparently that's popular in Louisiana and many other states. Some other popular dips: buffalo chicken dip, artichoke dip. There was a chili cheese dip. I do like those. Queso dips. There's a lot of them. Pizza, pepperoni pizza dip, bean dip. Okay. So people getting ready for the Super Bowl. And it looks like the predominant ones are cheese-based dips or some sort of meat and seafood one, like buffalo chicken dip. That one leads a lot. Now, if there's one that was predominant, it's probably buffalo chicken dip, which is a good dip. It's a good one. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A federal judge ruled that marijuana users can own firearms. It's not unconstitutional to own a firearm. So he ruled that banning marijuana users from purchasing firearms is unconstitutional. That came out just recently. It's just more of the problems when marijuana is federally prohibited. Gotta address that level.
You're listening to